Hey, I wanted to let you know I got the new job. I'd call you, but there's no service out here. Everything has to go through this really strict firewall for the internet, so I'm just going to record my side of a conversation and then send it to you as an email attachment. Okay? Okay. If my family asks about me, just tell them I got a job at a remote mansion and that I'm doing well. I need the money and I don't want them worried about the specifics. Mom wasn't too excited about the application when I showed it to her, but we need the money. I know even you thought it was a cult, but it's really nice here. It's not some creepy compound. It's big mansions on top of mountains. At least it feels that way. There's like four of these big chalets that are all connected by these suspended walkways, so you don't have to go outside to get from one to another. I'd send you a picture, but no pictures. They disabled the camera on my phone. I kind of have this nerdy guy who runs all their tech stuff. He was very nice and told me to change it back if I left. He stumbled over his words a little and had a hard time looking me in the eyes. I think he's shy. I've only been into one of the chalets so far, where my room is. I have to share it with another girl. Her name's Grace. She's super pretty. She has this dark brown hair that curls around her face and the cutest smile. She told me she thought I'd be a great roommate, and she didn't seem too sad to lose having the space to herself. I know I'd hate having to suddenly share a room, but she's been super welcoming. The lady who's in charge of the maintenance staff is really strict. She's a proper British lady, always looking down her nose at everything. I think she's got to be like 50, with the long black dresses and her hair always up in a bun, but she doesn't have any wrinkles. Maybe she's just a super boring 30-year-old? Anyway, there's only been one problem so far. The uniform is a French maid outfit, which is ugh. But it kind of fits the atmosphere, right? So I was mostly okay with it. The one they gave me is way too small. The skirt barely covers my butt. And the top is really tight across my breasts. Ms. Taylor, she's the head maid I was telling you about. She pursed her lips when I told her about it. I don't think she was happy with how it fits. Or maybe she was just annoyed that I bothered her. She told me that they ordered the uniforms from somewhere else, and it would take a while to get a new one. In the meantime, Grace helped me make it work a little bit better. I just have to be careful with how I bend. Anyway, I miss you. I know I'll make new friends here, and it's only for 6 months, but you'll always be my best friend. Please write back. Or send me a message like this one. I'd like that best. Make sure my family is getting the money. And go see my sister in the hospital if you can. Talk again soon. Bye. I think I hate Miss Taylor. I still haven't been to any of the other mansions, but this one is so big, I still haven't seen all of it. Ms. Taylor has decided I needed housekeeping lessons before they let me into the other chalets to work. She'll do the white glove test where I've dusted, have me sweep the same floor like 4 times. She even made me rewash the dishes, and I wash dishes perfectly. She saw some little water spot on one of the glasses and made me redo every one of the dishes. Ugh. She was so angry she had Scott, who's a tech guy, by the way, block any incoming mail to my email as a punishment. So I'm not getting any of your emails right now. Which is so wrong. And that isn't even the worst part. You know how I told you about my uniform? Well, I've been crouching down whenever I have to pick stuff up or work down low, to preserve my modesty. Well, Miss Taylor saw that and practically screamed at me. She told me that it's not proper form. She told me that it's not proper form and that she expected better. I tried to explain about the uniform, but that made her even angrier. She told me that that was a pathetic excuse and she'd dock my pay if I ever gave her any more excuses for improper behavior. And then she emptied her coin purse on the floor and told me to pick up the coins. So I bent over, straight as you please, and she spanked my bottom! Right under the skirt, right on top of the panties. Well, I squealed and stood up right away. She looked ready to kill me. She told me to finish picking up the coins and accept my punishment. She kept spanking me for as long as I took to pick up the coins. I still can't sit without wincing. And she made me bow and curtsy while I gave her purse back. And she had the gall to make me thank her for punishing me. It's a good thing Grace is so nice. She held me while I cried that night, hugging me like a little sister. She even spread ointment on my butt to help it heal. Maybe she was a little too thorough, but I could tell how much she cared for me. She said Miss Taylor can be really strict and give bad punishments, but she also gives amazing rewards for work. I asked her what they were. I can always use more money for everyone back home, but she just smiled and told me it was a secret. Probably one of those dumb rules. There's rules for everything. The food here is really good. You get what's left over from the other chalets where the church members live. It's all really fancy stuff like you'd see in a movie. It's got a sort of weird aftertaste, though. Apparently, the church uses some sort of vitamin additive in all their food to purify it. Whatever. I'm getting used to it. So, it's not a perfect job, but it's not too bad. At least staying here for free means I'm sending more money home to Mom. Please don't tell her about the spanking thing. Just tell my family the good things. I'm going to work hard at getting my mail privileges so I can hear from you. I hope you're doing well. Talk soon! Oh. My. God. This place is crazy! So I finally did well enough in Miss Taylor's tests to be allowed into the second mansion, where some of the church members live. It's even nicer than the first one. But that's not the crazy thing. The crazy thing is that everybody walks around naked. I didn't even know where to look half the time. They were all very quiet and happy, just going around, totally naked, doing whatever. Reading, talking, playing chess, whatever. And they were all really attractive. Even people who looked like they should have been pretty old kept everything high and tight, if you know what I'm saying. And everyone was shaved from the neck down. I also met one of the leaders of the church. He called himself Daniel. Or one of three. I asked him if that was like seven of nine. He laughed, but I don't think he got the joke. And he was gorgeous. Like Hemsworth gorgeous. He knew who I was and sat me down for a minute to get to know me. He was the one who was naked, but I felt totally exposed. He said that the world is like a big room with all the lights off and a man shining a flashlight. Most people look straight into the light. Or at best, they look at what the light is shining on, so they can't see all the other things in the room. Their eyes aren't adjusted to the darkness. While talking to me, he got an erection. And it was huge! Even bigger than the picture you showed me that one time. Anyway, he caught me staring. He asked me if I experienced lust. I told him yes, but I knew it was a sin. He told me lust isn't a sin. That it's a natural part of our human-animal natures. Pride is a sin. Ignorance of self is a sin. Failure to accept one's desires is a sin. Blah, blah, blah. I nodded, of course, but I don't believe him. I'm starting to think this really is a cult. But they've been nothing but nice to me, and the money's really good. Remember, don't tell my family any of the bad stuff. I've started having really weird dreams lately. Sexual dreams. I keep dreaming I'm walking down stone stairs, and at the bottom, people tear off my clothes and touch me all over. Sometimes I see Grace, or the church members, or even Miss Taylor in my dreams. I always wake up with my thighs sticky with my wetness. Do girls have wet dreams? You'll have to let me know. I should have male privileges again now that I've passed my tests. I can't wait to hear your voice. Talk soon. Hey again. So, I didn't get your emails yet. I got punished again. Apparently, one or more of the church members told Miss Taylor I seemed uncomfortable with nudity. She came to see me while I was working in the kitchen, naked as a jaybird. I kept looking at the ground. I couldn't meet her eyes. And she got angry then, and told me that I was expected to maintain my equanimity no matter what. And if I was uncomfortable with others' nudity, I just had to have a taste of it myself. She took away all my panties, including the ones I was wearing right then. She also told me to shave my bikini area to keep myself presentable. She sent me back to my quarters to do it. I was so upset, and my hands were shaking so badly I couldn't do it. I just sat in my room crying until Grace came. She'd heard about what happened. She held me while I cried and offered to help. I trust her like a sister, so I was almost relieved. I was way too emotional to do it myself, and besides, I've never really even trimmed before. She was so gentle. She used plenty of water and cream. I barely even felt the razor. With all my dreams and everything, it kind of turned me on. I could smell myself, even over the soap. And I know she could too. I was red with embarrassment. I couldn't watch her, on her knees in front of me, gently shaving me. She didn't say a word about it. When she was done, she ran her fingers all over to make sure she hadn't missed anything. That made me shake in a different way. I looked down at her and she just stared at my vagina like she was hypnotized. And then she licked it. Just once. From bottom to top. I think I made some noises. And then she stood up, blushing like fire, and ran out the door. I couldn't move. I was stunned. I wanted to masturbate. But I know that's wrong. Am I a lesbian? Being shaved feels really good. I like feeling really smooth down there. When I saw Grace later, she apologized. She told me she just got caught up and she sees me as a sister. And, well, I forgave her. With all the nakedness, people are bound to get a little out of control. And she did stop herself. She blushed and told me I'm very sweet and very pretty. And I'm too good and too pure to be her friend. I told her that I loved her and she was a perfect friend. And that I needed her to stay sane here. I think that made her happy. She promised that as long as I can't wear panties, she won't wear panties either. It's sweet of her, but kind of distracting. That night, I woke up and heard her whimpering in her bed. I was worried at first, but then I realized what she was doing. I could see her hands moving under her sheets. She was touching herself and squirming all over. I couldn't help it. My smooth vagina felt so good under my fingers. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I felt a little bud that felt so good. I think I had an orgasm. I held my other hand over my mouth so she couldn't hear me like I could hear her. She kept saying my name over and over again. And the more she said it, the more aroused I got. Even after she got quiet, I kept touching myself. I'm still so aroused thinking about it now. Why am I telling you this? It's like I don't have a filter anymore. But I've got to tell somebody or I'll burst. I'm a sinner. I masturbated. And I did it thinking about another girl. And I can't stop thinking of her licking me. I just want her to do it again. Ugh. I'm sorry. Don't tell anybody, please. I'll talk to you again soon. It seems to help relieve the pressure. Hey. Me again. Still no male privileges. Sorry. I really want to hear what you have to say about all this. So, that night kind of opened the floodgates. Literally. I'm always so wet. Masturbating feels so good, it's hard to stop. I do it at night before I go to sleep, in the morning when I wake up. On my lunch break? In the bathroom? I'm still not allowed to wear any panties, so it's always right there, you know? I know it's a sin, but it's not the worst sin. I'm pretty sure with as horny as I am all the time now, if I wasn't masturbating to relieve the pressure. And there was no way I could keep it from Grace. I don't know if she heard me that first night, but she caught me fingering myself during a break a few days later. I was horrified and tried to cover it up, but she just took my blankets from me. She asked if I was masturbating, and I admitted it. I tried to get out, but she told me it was okay. She asked if I really knew what I was doing, which, of course, I didn't, so she sat me down that night and taught me all about my body. We sat on our beds across from each other, legs spread, and she told me about the anatomy of my pussy and my clit. And she taught me a lot of dirty words. Like, a lot. And using them makes me feel so sexy and dirty. She told me a young woman never refers to her lady part as a vagina. That's something dry old women do. She told me to call it a pussy. Or a cunt. I'm not quite up to that one yet. After that, we stopped hiding from each other. We masturbate in front of each other all the time now. She says that's normal for dirty maids. If Miss Taylor has noticed that we laugh a lot or touch each other more, she has mentioned it. She even smiles a little when she sees us together. I'm still going into the second chalet to clean, and I'm getting more comfortable with all the naked people in there. I see Daniel sometimes, and he asks me if I'm learning a lot during my stay. He has no idea. He's started showing up in my dreams a lot more lately. The things I can imagine doing to his cock. God, I love dirty words. Everybody in the church is so sexy. It seems impossible. The last time I was in the second mansion, I heard two people having sex behind closed doors. I couldn't help myself. I rubbed my little pussy right outside the door listening to them. I left quite a little puddle outside the door. Luckily, I had a rag to wipe it all up. God, what's gotten into me? I'm talking like a slut. I need to get a hold of myself. I'm still a virgin. I can be pure. But it's so hard. After telling you about it, I just want to touch myself again. I just have to remember, I'm doing all this for my family. So we can be together and happy. I can't lose myself. I just have to remember. Please, write to me. Even if I can't hear from you, I need to know someone outside knows what I'm going through and is supporting me. I'll try to be better. Talk again soon. I've made so many mistakes. I shouldn't have come here. I shouldn't have come here. The week started so good. Grace and I were close and happy. We were doing what I told you before. A lot. Work isn't too hard, and Ms. Taylor was giving us lots of breaks. I thought I was happy here. Dirty, impure, but happy nonetheless. Miss Taylor said we'd been such good girls. We were going to get a reward. She told Grace to come to her quarters at 7, and that I was to come at 8. Grace was ecstatic. She was practically bouncing off the walls all day, telling me I'd love Miss Taylor's rewards, and she couldn't stop touching herself. Her excitement was contagious. When she went off to get her reward, I stayed in her bedroom, nervous and excited at the same time. Grace didn't come back. I waited up until the very minute I had to go before I would be late. I was hoping she would give me some clue as to what to expect. When I knocked on Miss Taylor's door, Grace opened it. She was totally naked and sweaty, and her hair was a mess. She looked dazed, but happy. She pulled me in before I could ask any questions. I was nervous, but I didn't want to show it. And being nervous around nudity is what got me into this in the first place. A woman with a high ponytail and an amazing naked body was also in the room, facing away from me. I didn't know who it was until she spoke to me. Ms. Taylor said she had a small task for me before my reward. I curtsied and said I would before I even realized she was the beautiful woman. She turned around, holding a big dildo in her hand. It was strapped around her waist. I tried to leave, but Grace caught me by the shoulders and forced me down in front of her. Her big, fake cock was mesmerizing from that angle. I opened my mouth to say something, to protest, but Miss Taylor took the opportunity to shove me onto it. Something broke inside me. Grace's juices tasted so good. My head spun, my pussy throbbed. I was barely in control of my own body. I cleaned that cock like I was a cheap whore. And then the two women lifted me onto the bed and spread my legs apart. God, I didn't want it that way. I didn't want to lose my virginity that way. Miss Taylor fucked me so hard. No, she raped me. And the worst part is, I liked it. I came over and over again and I said the dirtiest things. And all while Grace knelt behind me, cradling my head on her thighs, pinching my nipples, telling me what a good little girl I was. What a slutty maid I had become. I could smell her pussy, feel her rubbing her thighs together for the little bit of pleasure she could get. I think I started crying at the end. My body was so oversensitive, and my mind was reeling. When Ms. Taylor finally pulled the dildo out of me, I felt empty and broken and ashamed. And fuck me, I was still horny. Part of me, some dark part, wanted her to go further. I haven't been able to look at Grace since then. She helped Miss Taylor rape me. And she doesn't even understand what she did wrong. I asked Miss Taylor to dissolve my contract this morning and send me home. She said she would, if that's what I really wanted, but all my pay so far would have to be returned. She gave me the contract. It's true. I can't leave. It would destroy my family. None of this would have happened if I hadn't been so weak. Every little surrender, every little sin led me to a point where I couldn't stop myself from getting raped. If it even was rape, I hardly resisted. Hell, I enjoyed it. I've got to recommit myself. If I focus on why I'm here, I can make it. It's only 6 months, minus however long I've already been here. I've got no clue. Please, please keep writing to me. I still can't read it, and maybe they'll never let me. Maybe this is what they want. Please. Please pray for me. I'll talk to you again soon. Hey, it's been a week since I messaged you last, I think. Things have been hard here. I've been struggling to keep it together. I haven't touched myself or said a dirty word since we talked last. It's been tough, but your prayers must be working. I told Grace about how I felt with what happened with Miss Taylor. She was shocked that I felt like it was rape. She apologized over and over, and said that if she'd known I didn't want it, she would have made it stop. It's hard to explain to her exactly how I feel. For as worldly as she is, there's a certain simplicity to her when it comes to that stuff. The nights have been torture. All my dreams are erotic, and it seems like every time I wake up, Grace is masturbating. Loudly. Ms. Taylor gave her a dildo as part of the reward. I try to ignore it. Looking at it makes me feel empty and aroused. Grace caught me looking once and asked me if I wanted to borrow it. I must have been blushing like the sun, but I turned her down. Every morning I wake up with my hand on my vagina. It takes a few minutes to gather the willpower to move it away, instead of rubbing myself silly. Oh, it would feel so good to come. No. No. I'm sorry. I still have to keep myself shaved. I'm not letting Grace help anymore, which confuses her. She knows she did a better job than I do. I've nicked myself a few times, but the pain keeps the arousal at bay. So really, it's a blessing in disguise. Work in the second house is another challenge altogether. I swear, I catch more people having sex every time I go over there. I even saw a couple in the middle of the hall I was supposed to be dusting. She was on her hands and knees, tits swaying while he pounded her from behind. I could see the lust and pleasure on her face. I wanted it. I wanted that pleasure. That mindless bliss. I wanted to feel that cock inside my wet little cunt. Fuck. When did I start touching myself? It feels so good. I can't stop now. Oh, fuck. I tried focusing on my family at night before I go to bed. Do you know what happened? I started dreaming of them. I dreamed of seducing my father to fuck me in front of my mother's bed, in front of her. I dreamed of sucking off my brother's big cock. I've seen it, you know. Just in passing. I never thought of it twice until I came here. He was my brother, after all. Now it just makes it hotter. I even dreamed of licking my sister's pussy in her hospital bed, hearing her heartbeat go up on the monitor as I drive her to orgasm, relentlessly tongue-fucking her to come again and again. A little sis might not get any sex if I don't give it to her. It's not like she can go out to find a guy to fuck her needy little holes. And don't think you haven't been in my dreams. I've been such a dirty slut with you. I've had you in every which way. God, I can practically taste your sex in my mouth right now. Girl come, boy come, it doesn't matter. It makes my mouth water and my pussy leak. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm such a slut. I can't believe I just did that. I can't send this to you. But it's so hard to resist. Something about this place makes it so hard to control myself. It was never this hard to be pure at home. Please, keep praying for me. I need it. I need all the help I can get. I'll talk to you again soon. I'm sorry I've been such a downer lately. I've been struggling a lot with resisting my desires. Which was really shitty. How can a desire be so bad? Desires are the most fundamental part of ourselves. See, I had this really long talk with Daniel the other day. Well, not exactly talk. At least, that wasn't all we did. I was in the second chalet, cleaning. My job was to polish all the door handles. It seemed like behind every door I could hear people fucking. The moans, their dirty talk, the sounds of flesh on flesh, the slaps, Fuck, it was hot. I was still trying not to touch myself. Not to give in to the lust. It was driving me crazy. I was at the last door in the hall when I heard Grace behind it. She was laughing and moaning and saying how good it felt to get fucked. I just stood in front of the door for a long time. I clenched my hands so hard my fingernails cut into my palms. Enough to bleed. It hurt. And I was still so, so horny. I was jealous and frustrated and angry with her. And myself. I don't know exactly when I ended up on my knees, crying outside that door. I was a mess. But then, the door opened. I saw Daniel, standing there, looking at me so sadly. I didn't resist when he took me by the hand, raised me up, and led me into the room. Grace wasn't inside. I don't know if I imagined it or she left another way, but Daniel sat me down on the edge of a large bed. He told me what a good job I was doing, how happy he was to have me there at the compound. His big, rough hand caressed my back. It soothed away my tears, and it also fueled the fire between my thighs. When I finally calmed down, he pointed out the mirror across the room. He told me to look at myself. I was beautiful. No, I was beyond that. I was drop-dead gorgeous. Even with smeared makeup and puffy eyes, I looked better than any movie star I'd ever seen. I've always been cute, but now? I'm stunning. Daniel whispered in my ear. Don't you think a girl who looks like that should have everything she wants? And I nodded. Then he asked me what I wanted. I didn't know what to say. I wanted to leave. I wanted to forget everything. I wanted to be pure, but my body knew what I really wanted. My true desires. Without thinking about it, I found my hand around his hardening cock. I told him what I wanted. I wanna get fucked. I wanna get fucked. Without another word, he lifted me by my hips and placed me in his lap. His hard cock rubbed between my pussy lips, and I moaned. Watching in the mirror as I slid along the length of his cock was mesmerizing. Was that my face? Mouth open in pleasure? My eyes glazed over with desperate, mindless need. My cunt shining with my juices. Teasing that god of a cock. He reached up and pulled my tits free of my uniform, making me gasp with pleasure at the unexpected sensation. I looked amazing. I felt amazing. Daniel lifted me by my hips again, lining up my hungry hole with his monster of a cock. He teased me, slipping just the tip inside. How I begged him. Some part of my mind panicked, resisted, but when he dropped me on his cock, I felt all of that flow out of me. I came the second I bottomed out on his cock. I've never orgasmed so hard. My whole body shook and I fucking screamed. Daniel didn't even give me the time to write my first orgasm out before he really started fucking me. His hands on my hips moved me up and down like a rag doll, even as he jackhammered into my little fuckhole from below. Watching myself get used like the needy little fuck toy I was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. Every time I think of it, I have to touch myself. I'm touching myself right now. I came over and over again. I fingered my clit, teased my nipples, and told him every dirty thing that crossed my mind. And the whole time, all I could think was, this is so right. This is what I was born for. I needed this. I've always needed this. All the sensations, the feeling, the seeing, the hearing, it was hypnotic. Finally, he pulled me all the way down on his cock one more time and he erupted inside me. I could feel every jet of cum filling me up, dripping out of me and making me cum again and again. It seemed to last for hours. And when he finally lifted me up, I got right down on my knees and licked our combined cum off of that glorious cock. Oh God, we tasted delicious. He stroked my hair and welcomed me to the Church of Three. I'm a member now. He sent me back to my quarters to clean up, his cum licking down the side of my thigh. Every church member I passed on the way smiled and nodded at me, like they knew. I wanted to fuck them all, but my orders came first. The only thing greater than the desires of the one are the desires of the three in one. Grace was in the room when I got back. My tits were still hanging out of my uniform, and Daniel's cum was still dripping out of my exposed pussy. She pounced on me, pushed me onto the bed, and opened my legs, lapping at my cum-filled cunt. She moaned like a bitch in heat. She must have tasted Daniel's sweetness. I could see her, finger-fucking herself as she licked me clean, making me cum again. We kissed and I tasted myself on her tongue. God, I tasted good. We could hardly pull ourselves away long enough to prepare dinner. We've modified our uniforms, so our tits are always on display. And shortened the skirt even further. It's hardly a skirt at all now. And I want everyone to know when my pussy is wet. Which it almost always is. I want everyone to know my desires. Ms. Taylor said that the two of us have done a very good job lately. Tomorrow, we get to go into the third mansion. She also gave us a double-ended dildo. I don't think Grace and I will sleep at all tonight. This place is amazing. It's hard to believe they pay us to be here. You should really come. I'll talk to Miss Taylor about it. Talk to you soon. day was so amazing. I'm learning so much about the church. Like I said, today we got into the third mansion. Miss Taylor examined us before we went. She really likes our changes we made to our uniforms. She touched my pussy to see how wet I was, and when I moaned, she made me lick my juices off of her fingers. We get along so well now. She didn't tell us what we would be doing when we got there, so it was kind of a mystery. Everybody was so friendly in the second mansion on our way there. They told us we were very lucky girls. That not even all the members were allowed into the third chalet. A lot of them groped our tits or spanked our asses as we passed. The third mansion was dark. The first thing we heard was the sounds of sex. Dozens of voices moaning, screaming, begging. I felt my head spin with arousal just entering the building. It smelled like incense and cum. All the curtains were drawn and the only light came from the candles on the walls. But just like Daniel said, if you look into the darkness, you can eventually see. We walked down a hall that went on forever. The sounds got closer. The smells got stronger. I got wetter. God, I wanted it so bad. My nipples ached with how hard and sensitive they were. And they're still so sensitive. The room at the end of the hall was really big. I couldn't really see how big, but the black marble of the floor was covered in rugs and stuff that looked really expensive. The light of the candles shouldn't have been enough to see by, but I could see really well. People were all over, fucking and sucking in huge trains of pleasure. Men and women were tied to crosses and chairs, and people were doing all sorts of things to them. A man and a woman were bent over a table, moaning into each other's mouths as women with strap-ons fucked both of their asses. God, it was so hot. I had to touch myself. I heard Grace come next to me. She's such a sexy slut. A short, pale Asian girl came over to us then. I could see girl come all over her sexy face. I wanted to kiss her so bad. She gestured us inside. A long, soft red carpet ran the length of the room, leading to an elevated dais and a throne. That's when I met the most beautiful woman in the world. She looked so at home in that throne, her delicate face glowing with pleasure as she watched the people fucking around her. Her straight blonde hair ended just before her rosy nipples. I wanted to suck them so bad. Her skin was softly tanned and flawless. When she saw us, she smiled, and a wave of pleasure washed over me. I came just from her smile. And all three of us girls fell to our hands and knees, panting and moaning through orgasm. I hadn't felt so good since I impaled myself on Daniel's cock. She beckoned us forward and we came, on hands and knees, panting and moaning in the aftershock of her smile. As soon as we reached her feet, the Asian girl began worshipping her beautiful pussy, her moans of happiness muffled by its folds. It made me kind of jealous. The beautiful woman was Danielle, the two of three. She welcomed us graciously, having us turn so she could examine us from every angle. When she was satisfied, she told us to clean the cocks and cunts of the members in the third mansion until she told us to stop. with our mouths. Almost immediately, a stunning man gestured me over, pulling his cock out of a dark-haired woman's cunt. I dropped to my hands and knees, eagerly licking her juices from his pulsing member. Clear drops of pre-cum beaded on its head and I lapped them up. So yummy. As I worked, the woman came up behind me, gently finger-fucking my needy hole. And I finished, they switched positions, and I cleaned his cum from her pussy. Her cum tasted so good it made my head spin. I came on his fingers, moaning into her cunt as I trembled and bucked my way through my orgasm. I turned around and sucked my sticky wetness from his fingers, looking into his eyes. God, I taste so good. I still taste so good. When I finished, they went their separate ways. I don't know how long I spent in that room, cleaning all those yummy cocks and cunts. I remember one man, with a close-cropped black beard and cruel glittering eyes, who forced me to clean his cock, only to plunge it back into his partner's glistening sex and make me start all over again. Such a fucking tease. For a while, Grace and I bounced on either end of a double dildo, taking each cock and cunt that came in front of us. I lost track of my orgasms. I was so full of cum, I didn't even get hungry. God, I'd love to do that again. Finally, the group stood in a circle around us, Danielle's throne on one end. The slim Asian girl finally stopped licking Danielle's pussy, and Grace and I took her together, tongues dancing as we licked the wetness of her orgasms from her thighs and quivering pussy. She moaned and bucked, holding herself up by hands on her head as her knees shook. When she was finished, she pushed herself away, and Danielle beckoned us to the throne. On hands and knees, we approached. I licked her clean, like we had the other girl, together, while unseen hands rubbed our swollen, aching clits. Her soft hands caressed our heads gently, sending sparks of pleasure dancing through our oversensitive bodies. We came again, together, while we cleaned the two of three. When Danielle stood up, all the congregation fell to hands and knees. Some of them were still coming. And then, they all got up and left without looking at us. Danielle raised us to our feet, told us we'd done well, and that they had taken many pains to bring us to this point. Tomorrow, there is to be a celebration in our honor in the third chalet. The day after, we get to enter the fourth. It was dark by the time we got back to our quarters. We spent all day there. And I'm finished with this. I'm going to find Grace, and we're going to fuck each other silly again. I'm still so horny. I think Grace's cunt still tastes the best. Even better than Danielle's. I hope you got an invitation from Miss Taylor to work here. I've got so much to show you. I'll talk to you after the party tomorrow. Hey, today was the best day ever. I woke up super early, and then Miss Taylor was there in her room. She told us we didn't have to wear our uniforms anymore. She said wearing any clothes at all would sully the offering, or something like that. Our uniforms were super cute, but I think we're even sexier wearing nothing at all. I got to take a long shower this morning because we didn't have to make breakfast. Grace and I always shower together now to help each other get clean and stuff. It's so hard to keep my hands off of her, or myself for that matter. I'm always so horny. It doesn't matter how much I've come. I just feel really good all the time. After that, Miss Taylor helped us get really pretty, making sure our hair and makeup was just perfect. She got a little cross with me because I was squirming, but I just couldn't help it. My body's really sensitive, and I was really excited. I had breakfast in the second mansion, and it was so good. I've never seen so much food. All the church members in the house were at this big table with us, and they were all so happy and smiley. They wouldn't even start eating until we did. They told us we were very lucky girls, and that they were a little jealous of us. Daniel was there, and I asked him to fuck me again. Because I haven't had an orgasm for, 2 hours at that point, and I really needed it. He just smiled and told me I had to wait. I don't think he knows how hard that is. When we were finished eating, everybody came up to give us hugs. I kind of rubbed myself on most of them while they were hugging me, but I don't think they minded very much. Some of them shook their head and laughed at me, though. Look at you now, somebody told me. I think they were proud of me. Daniel led us to the passage to the third chalet before he gave us a hug. I wanted him inside me so bad. But he pushed away and said he'd see us again in a little bit. The pretty Asian girl and the mean-eyed man were waiting for us at the other side of the passage. They led us down this long hall into the big room. I didn't have a hard time seeing at all this time. I'm getting better. Instead of everybody on the floor fucking when we came in, all the members were standing in long rows along the carpet. 2 pretty dark wooden chairs were put in front of Danielle's throne. She smiled at us, which made me shiver and squirm. But Grace and I didn't come. The girl and the mean man did, though. They sprayed the floor. I tried to lick it up, but they grabbed my arms and held me upright so I couldn't. All the members bowed as we walked by with our escorts. We sat in the chairs, and they tied our wrists and ankles to the chairs with leather straps. That made me so wet I was leaving a little puddle on the seat. But then, that's when the licking started. Our escorts knelt in front of us and started licking our horny little pussies. Oh god, but the Asian cutie is a good little pussy licker. One by one, all the pretty people came up and licked our cunts. Some would just give one lick. Some would tongue fuck me for I don't know how long. And no matter what they did, I couldn't come. I tried. I bucked and grinded and begged, but I think the members were singing or chanting or something. I couldn't really make it out over how loudly Grace and I were moaning. It went on forever. Could you imagine being on the edge of an orgasm for hours? I don't have to, because I was. At first, I thought about all sorts of things. And then just all sorts of dirty things. But by the end, I couldn't even see, let alone think. I knew I was moaning and flailing, but all I could think about is how good all those tongues felt on my cunt. All I could think about was coming. It was my only desire. I kinda wish I could feel that way forever. Danielle was last. I can vaguely remember her smiling, kneeling between my sticky thighs. She said something, and I think I agreed. And she licked me. Just once. And it drove me over the edge. I screamed and sprayed cum all over her perfect face. And then the orgasm went on for hours. Even just thinking about it, I... God, I could almost come again just from that. When I finally came down, Grace was already in the middle of the circle, being fucked in all her holes. God, she looked delicious. The Asian girl released the straps and men grabbed me and lifted me out of my seat. God, I was thoroughly fucked. I sucked so many cocks, licked so many cunts. My pussy and ass were stretched over and over again. The whole room sounded like one continuous orgasm. At one point, a circle of men stood around Grace and I as we scissored each other on the floor. They sprayed their loads all over us, and we were covered in cum. Licking it off of her made me cum over and over again. Somehow, the two of us ended up alone on the floor, covered in sweat and cum and totally fucked. Each touch on my skin brought me back to the verge of orgasm, and I was too weak to move. Daniel and Danielle carried us to big tubs of warm water, every touch making us quiver and whimper from the mere sensation. They cleaned us gently with big sponges and softly scented soaps. I felt so good, so cared for. And by the end, I felt fresh and clean and strong enough to move again. The last thing they did was lock us each in a leather and iron chastity belt. They said it was necessary, but I still want more. Daniel promised tomorrow would have all we could ever want. I can't wait. This is torture. But if the one of three promised, it's going to be worth it. God, it felt so good to be used like a little slut today. I've never been so happy and free. I hope you come soon. You love it here. I really wanna fuck you. I'll tell you all about what happens tomorrow. You know, assuming I can think straight. Bye!
Hey, I'm doing what I said I'd do. Telling you about the day. I'm in chastity still. But I feel like all my holes are getting fucked. Miss Taylor woke us up really early. I think all my dreams so dark. So much fucking. I don't know anymore. Whispers, dirty things, fuck. This feels good. All the members of the second house met us at the door. They surrounded us. It didn't touch us. Grace and I were out of our minds with lust by then, but they were just out of reach. All those yummy cocks and pussies on display. Fuck. Only Daniel went through with us to the third house. The hallway was crowded with people, lining the halls, bowing as we passed. God, I loved how all the tits hung when they bowed. We went behind the throne. I don't think there was space behind the throne before. Another long, long hallway. Daniel and Danielle walked with us. It wouldn't touch us. God. God, I need to be touched. The fourth mansion is dark. Totally dark. I couldn't see anything. Couldn't see anything. Could see everything. Shadows. Men. Women. Hanging from nothing. Being fucked by nothing. In every hole. Everywhere. Screaming endless orgasms silently. God, it was so hot. The one of three and the two of three dropped to their knees. And the way they touched themselves. They moaned together. They moved together. They came together. They had a chalice of blackness to catch their cum. They each drank. Grace drank. They gave it to me. I came so hard. Their cum made my head spin. And I screamed silent ecstasy. And then the whispers started. The whispers from the three of three. No other name, no form, but blackness, but I couldn't understand them. They made me squirm and pant, and I've never been so fucking wet. Grace looked at me, I think, and she nodded. The two of three unlocked her belt, and Grace was radiant. Even more than the two of three. She said something. I think she said goodbye. I saw tendrils of darkness. Darkness of three snake up her legs and I felt them on mine. All soft stroking and wet sliding and pinpricks of exquisite pain. I fell to my knees, but the tendrils held Grace up. I felt the inky tentacles as they wove their way up Grace's legs. I felt others wind around her wrists. Every touch was ecstasy. Every touch was a violation. Daniel and Danielle were on the ground next to me, full of their own silent moans. All of us felt it together. We felt the tendrils stroke their way up Grace's smooth thighs. We felt her legs give out from sheer pleasure. We felt her being held up by her wrists. We felt the tiny filaments of shadow spreading her pussy lips, stroking her tender clit.
And we felt the tentacle that filled her needy cunt. Oh, fuck. How that first orgasm made us scream. I felt something break. And I don't know if it was in Grace, or me, or both. I saw her drooling. I saw her eyes rolling as she bucked on that black thickness. It was so big inside us, but God, we wanted more. More of our God. All over, little tendrils feathered across her skin, each one making us gasp in sudden pleasure. Thicker ones wrapped around her wrists, squeezing, milking, sucking. Even in chastity, I can tease my big titties. My nipples are so sensitive. And a tentacle forced itself into her mouth. I think we all came again. It tasted like lust. Lust beyond madness. I can still feel it fucking my throat. I don't know how I can even talk. The one that invaded her ass was nearly as big as the one in her cunt. I don't know how she took it, but God, thank God, it felt so good. I think I passed out, but I saw myself from Grace's eyes. The three of us twitching and moaning on the floor in a puddle of cum while she was lifted up by the three of three. I felt the tendrils enter her ears, whispering a nothing so vile that she nearly cried even as she came from the non-words. The blessed corruption that coursed into her nostrils, blackened her eyes, filled every pore with sweet, maddening pleasure. I felt the exact moment the orgasms blended together into one eternal silent scream of lust-filled pleasure. I felt the last of her mind break. I felt her first hymns of praise torn from her tattered soul. Blessed is the three in one who is all things. Blessed is the darkness behind the darkness. Blessed is the madness behind the desire. Blessed is the ancient that gives youth. Blessed is the pain that gives pleasure. May every soul be filled. May all flesh be filled. That all may be one in the eternal scream of praise. Time meant nothing there. When I came to myself, Daniel was handing me to Miss Taylor at the threshold of the second chalet. I laid in my room for I don't know how long, coming and moaning and praising along with Grace. It's fainter now. Barely. I won't be here when you get here. You'll have to really be good so you can join Grace and I. Don't be afraid of Miss Taylor. She can be strict, but she gives the best rewards. I'll meet you here. And the three. Fuck. Hey, I think this will be the last message you hear from me. I can't believe the things I've said. The things I've done lately. It's like the last, I don't know how long, or just a haze. I listened to the recordings I sent you. I don't think I should have. But I had to know. God help me. God help me, I had to know. I woke up a few hours ago, with Scott bending over me. He's the cult's IT guy. But I don't really think he knows what's really going on. He had a syringe in his hand. Told me he'd injected me with a chemical to counteract what they'd done to me. He said I was very pretty and he didn't want me to die like the others. Like, Grace. I think he would have told me more, but there were noises outside and he panicked and left. I wanted to put on clothes, but I couldn't find any in the room. So I've kind of just been wandering around, wearing nothing but a chastity belt. I feel so exposed. This place is a maze, and it's so dark at night. I wandered around for ages before I found a door out. It was locked, of course, and I don't know the code to open it. The windows are all some sort of reinforced glass, and I couldn't find a way to break them. And anyway, I'd almost certainly freeze to death trying to walk out of this place. But I think it would be better than what's coming. Come. Sticky and sweet on my tongue. In my... No. Oh no. I think whatever Scott gave me is wearing off. I'm hidden in a closet next to the garage, I think. If somebody comes in, maybe I can surprise them and get out in a truck. Oh god. If I'm even right about this being by the garage. I worked here for months. How can I not know? Whispers started in my mind about an hour ago. I can feel things. Things that aren't real. I feel like I'm getting fucked. I can feel my mind going. By the time they find me, I'll beg them to give me to the three of three. Whatever it is, maybe they just put me on really strong drugs. Brainwashed me, but I don't think so. I can hardly remember what I saw in the fourth chalet. It's all so fuzzy. It feels so terrifying. So alien. So fucking good. I want it so bad. No! God. I wonder what it's like for you to hear me like this. You're the last person I'll ever talk to. I'm off to be Cthulhu's sex slave and God help me, I want it. I I want that sweet, dark nothingness in all my holes, fucking my soul away. I want the darkness to come through my eyes and fill me up with lust and corruption. I can't keep it together. Ask for you to pray for me, but I don't think I believe in God anymore. Just the three of three. I remember how it felt so good. Nothing on earth would be considered pleasure by comparison. I want to be owned by the it. I want to be part of it. Is that madness? I am not totally gone yet. I know what I'm giving up. It hurts to give up my life, my family. It hurts to give up you. Pain just makes all the pleasure sweeter. I can feel it coming for me. God, I wanna come. I won't be able to until I see it again. Don't come here. Don't let anybody come here. You've got to starve this thing. This cult. This beast. You should come here. Bask in the darkness with me. Join me in an eternal orgasm of praise for the darkness. I'm so sorry. I have to go before I'm completely lost. Goodbye. Don't follow me. You don't want this. But I do. Ugh.